It's so lovely to be here with you this morning. Thank you so much for having us. I have a question to ask. Have any of you ever found yourself wandering around with a melody in your head? No words, just a melody. Sometimes it's a happy melody, and sometimes it's a different kind of melody, but we often find ourselves immersed in a wordless song. And sometimes those songs carry us to places that are quite divine. And there is a lovely tradition in the Jewish liturgical and musical world built on that. So I want to teach you a word. The word is nigun. Nigun. N-nigun. A nigun is a wordless melody. And there's a whole technology in the Jewish world around writing niguns, or we call them in Hebrew nigunim, that means more than one. A whole technology around it that involves different parts, and each part is supposed to take you to a different place, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Sometimes the place that it takes you is a place of joy. Sometimes the place it's supposed to take you to is a place of connecting closely to the divine. Sometimes it's a sad and mournful place. It's wherever you are or wherever you need to be. So I want to teach you all a nigun this morning. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of nigunim. This one that I've chosen comes from the tradition of Jews from Spain and Portugal. So it's going to have a little bit of a different kind of melody to it. It's not just sort of major, minor. It's a little bit somewhere in between, but it's quite lovely, and I hope you'll sing it along with me. I'll sing it for you once, and then when you feel comfortable, join in. I'm going to stop. When you wear a hearing aid and it has more than one setting, you must use the right setting for music, or it sounds terrible to you. That's all there is to it. Yan dai 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 da 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 Dai 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 Can really lose yourself in these melodies, and that's the whole idea. Absorb what we've just done. Thank you so much for joining me.
The same words in Hebrew. Mizmor letoda. Hariu l'Adonai kol ha'aretz. Ivdu et Adonai besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. De'u ki Adonai hu Elohim, hu osanu velo anachnu, amo v'tzon marito. Bo'u she'arav betoda, Chatzerotav betila hodu lo barchu shemo. Ki tov Adonai leolam chasto, v'ador v'ador emunato. Shout and serve. And know, and enter, and be grateful. When do you feel like this? Like shouting, and dancing, and praising God? Let's say you're 18 years old. True story, this happened to our daughter just 12 years ago. Let's say you're 18. And you just finished high school, but you are sure that you failed your last science exam. And then your transcript from the Vancouver School Board arrives in the mail, and you passed by 1 point, and you are now a high school graduate. And yes! The universe is looking out for you. Fate was on your side because, you know, it could have gone either way. Maybe there really is a God. Or, here's a more adult example. Let's say it's been 5 years since your last cancer treatment, and it's time to find out if you are officially cancer-free. You go to the lab, and they do their thing, and they send the results to your doctor. And then the call comes in, and you are cancer-free. And yes, and you know in your mind that God does not favor anyone over anyone else, and that God looks out for everyone equally. But still, today, you feel especially seen and especially loved and especially well taken care of, and you want to shout and dance. Psalm 100 is the perfect psalm for these moments of jubilation. And it tells us how to pray into that feeling with prayers of praise. But you know, we all know, that our emotions, our feelings are not always jubilant. So of course, we need other spiritual keys as well. Because sometimes you do not succeed on the school exam. And then you feel so disappointed in yourself. And then you have to ask yourself hard questions. What did I do right to earn the 49% of points? And where did I go wrong with the other 51%? How can I learn how to learn? Help me learn how to learn. And we have a spiritual key for exploring this. It's the key of confession. Or at least that's one of the things that it is. And also, most of us have experienced this at one time or another. Sometimes your health report is not as good as you had hoped. And you learn that you might be facing another round of treatment. You're anxious about the outcome, but you're confident that you know how to cope. So you take stock of your resources. Which friends can help you with rides and food and childcare and errands? Who will pray for you? So you count your blessings in a spiritual key of gratitude. And you pray for healing in a spiritual key of petition. Prayer helps us live with our emotions. Prayer helps us place each emotion into a spiritual frame. And prayer gives us guidelines for working within that spiritual frame. This is the whole point of the traditional Jewish morning liturgy. It walks us through gratitude, praise, confession, petition, and then praise again in that order. Gratitude, praise, confession, petition, with a little more praise. But honestly, the morning service goes by pretty fast. And if you know anything about Jewish services, you know that that's kind of a joke. Because on weekdays, the morning service is only 1 hour long. And on the Sabbath, on Shabbat, it's only 2.5 hours long. But still, for doing spiritual work, it's pretty short. As soon as you dip into an important feeling and try to sit with it and start to pray about it, you're on to the next one. So there is not really enough time to do spiritual work. But maybe from a spiritual perspective. Maybe that's why we have so many Jewish holidays, so that we can take a deeper dive into all kinds of feelings and have more time to learn how to do spiritual work with those feelings. You probably know that the Jewish year has 12 months. And each of those 12 months, of course, has 4 weeks, and every week we have a major holiday. That's how we understand the Shabbat, 25 hours long. But in addition to that, you might not know that of these 12 months, 11 months have major holidays. And if you work in Jewish communal service, it's really exhausting. Also, if you're running a household and trying to be observant, it's really exhausting. But it's also exhilarating because each holiday explores a different spiritual key. And I will just tell you about a few. We're not going to go through all 11 months. We celebrate our new year for 10 days in the early fall. The 10 days begin with Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and they end with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And during those 10 years, we explore the spiritual key of confession. We review our lives. We evaluate ourselves. We ask forgiveness from God and from our friends and family. And we pray for a new start. And liturgically speaking, we get our wish right away, because only 1 week later, we celebrate Sukkot, the seven-day Feast of Booths. The Bible calls it the time of our joy. And if we can, we build a little hut on our terrace or porch or deck. And then for 7 exhausting days, we party in the hut whenever we're not working. For 7 days, we live into jubilation and praise. Skipping ahead 8 months, in midsummer, we observe 3 weeks of lament, leading up to the holiday of Tisha B'Av, 9th day of the month of Av. Officially, historically, the time commemorates the destruction of our first temple in Jerusalem in the year 586 BCE, 2,500 years ago. But in practice, in modern practice, for these 3 weeks, we remember all the sorrows of our ancestors. We study the biblical book of Lamentations. We fast and we cry and we sing songs of heartbreak. And this too is a spiritual key, bringing your broken heart into the presence of God. Is anyone's inner life ever perfectly in sync with the holiday schedule? Of course not. Sometimes our lives contrast with the holiday messages, but we can learn from that as well. We can learn to see our own selves and our spiritual needs more clearly. We feel where the community is at, and we also acknowledge where we are at. We also learn through this to empathize with others who are together with us in community, and yet they have different spiritual needs, even as we are exploring our own. In a way, the whole Jewish liturgical year is a training in transformative spiritual practice. We learn how to work with our emotions in partnership with the divine. I do not make any claims about how much or how little any particular practicing Jew has learned over the years through these practices, but I do want to point out that our traditional calendar gives us so many resources. And I know that I have spoken particularly about our tradition, and I also know that offering this gives you an opportunity to think more deeply about the tools of your own tradition and how they are woven into the liturgical year. And maybe the spiritual practice of the liturgical year, maybe that is why the medieval Jewish poet Yehuda Halevi said, "Those who serve only mundane goals can never be free. But those who live in sacred time, they learn to truly be free."
Avdei avadim heim, eved Hashem ulevat chofshi. Avdei zman, avdei avadim heim, eved Hashem ulevat chofshi. Avdei zman.
Those were the words of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Trapped in time or truly free. One more song to take us back to the joy of Psalm 100. You see the Hebrew words there, don't be afraid. Worship God in happiness,
come into God's presence with shouts of joy. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha. Try it.
Ivdu et Hashem besimcha.
Bo'u lefanav birnana.
Bo'u lefanav birnana.
La 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 la. You got it.
Hashem besimcha, ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana, fanav birnana. Yalala, 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 Eve duet Hashem besimcha, Eve duet Hashem besimcha, bol fana birnana, fana birnana. Clapping is good. Duet Hashem besimcha, Eve duet Hashem besimcha, bol fana birnana, fana birnana. Yalala, 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 yalla yalla la 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 yalla la yalla la 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 yalla yalla la la Eve duet Hashem besimcha, Eve duet Hashem besimcha, bol fana birnana, fana birnana. Eve duet Hashem besimcha, Eve duet Hashem besimcha, bol fana birnana, fana birnana. Yalla la, yalla la, yalla la la la, yalla la la la, la 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 la, yalla yalla la la, yalla la yalla la yalla la la la, yalla. La 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 la